Divided Kingdom, the evening news program that many of you have come to know and trust since 2003. This is Lou Cavalli. My co-host, Elizabeth Cuppett Cavalli, and I are bringing you tonight, June 24th, 2021's program, entitled Degradation, Despotism, and Dragon at the Door. Tell others to visit our website, DividedKingdomRadio.com. We can be heard at WWCR.com, the Liberty Works Radio Network, which is LWRN.net, Global Star Radio, and KStarTalkRadio.com. Check out our website for listening schedules. Our program's title tonight includes the frightening word, despotism. When Elizabeth and I thought we were moving from Maryland to Western Pennsylvania in 2012, a lot of our best materials on 9/11 and other key topics got transported and lost in the confusion and life upheaval. Elizabeth had been in close touch with Dr. Stan Monteith at Radio Liberty, researching her book, Gathering Material on AIDS Being Created in a Laboratory. For a time, Dr. Stan was worried about Boyd Graves, a key researcher on the topic. We can't find him. We don't know where he is, said a worried Dr. Stan. Apparently, Graves turned up later and was okay. Around this time, Elizabeth found shocking info to suggest the Spanish flu of 1918 came out of Fort Riley, Kansas. This material got lost in our almost move to Pennsylvania. Since I had not read it personally, I was always skeptical. Just recently, Elizabeth mentioned it again, lamenting the loss of our written article. Lo and behold, the stalwart website, under attack, Great Game India, has a new pertinent expose portrait. How little Ike knew that the evils of the military-industrial complex had already struck long before his time as president. And here it is, our keynote despotism article, dated June 24th, 2021. Its title, How Experimental Military Vaccines Killed Millions During the 1918 Spanish Flu. Once again, this was from Great Game India, and it was dated April 23rd, 2021. History tells us that the Spanish flu in 1918 killed between 50 to 100 million people. It was considered the most horrifying disease by medical and pharmaceutical sources. It is a wartime myth still being perpetuated to cover up the experimental military vaccines, which killed millions during the Spanish flu. Eleanor McBean, Ph.D., N.D., the author of Vaccination Condemned, describes her personal and family experiences during the 1918 Spanish flu pandemic in detail in her book. And again, the name of the book is Vaccination Condemned. The coverage by McBean, who is an unvaccinated survivor, will let you revisit this historical event. McBean provides evidence that the historic events of the 1918 Spanish flu were compromised. The same was done with the polio and swine flu epidemics, and is also being done now. The myth of the Spanish flu. Since Spain was neutral during World War I, it did not hesitate to report the 1918 flu epidemic, unlike the combating countries. So Spain was scapegoated as the source, and hence the name Spanish flu was coined. A massive military vaccination experiment was conducted at Fort Riley, Kansas, where the first Spanish flu case was reported. For the first time, the pharmaceutical industry got the supply of human test subjects, which was sponsored by Rockefeller Institute for Medical Research. The U.S. military supplied a pool of 6 million men as test subjects for the vaccination experiments. World War I, U.S. soldiers were given 14 to 25 untested experimental vaccines within days of each other, which triggered intensified cases of all the diseases at once. The doctors called it a new disease and proceeded to suppress the symptoms with additional drugs or vaccines. And the article gives some quotes from an article that the Washington Post published in 1986. I won't go into the details there. One title is Smallpox Vaccine Triggered AIDS Virus. And that, of course, is a slightly different topic, but one that supports the contentions of this author.
Yes, Lou, I would interject here to say that on an earlier program, we talked about how there is this continuum. This vaccine experimentation has been going on now much longer than any of you realize, and we were talking about the earlier SARS virus that they were working on back maybe around 2000, something like that, and there was shocking information there that correlates. We keep going back to this theme of weapons from a laboratory. So pick up that important article, and we really must interrupt to say here that we do ask you to tell your friends and relatives and your pastors and church members about DividedKingdomRadio.com. DividedKingdomRadio.com. More can be saved. We want their lives to be saved. We hear more and more of young children. Well, they're almost children. They're maybe teenagers with the myocarditis problem. It's just not going to go away. We're hearing more about more pilots being dead. We heard about Lou, who were the first British airlines.
Yes, that's right.
There were four dead.
Yes.
Now, the rumors are from American Airlines, aren't they?
They are.
Missing pilots.
Yes, and great shortages of pilots. They've had to cancel flights, isn't that right, Elizabeth?
Yes. Yes, you know, today I phoned to order some very good natural soap for my washer, and I thought certainly that the head of that company had not gotten vaccinated. I knew his father, and he was so sharp. He read my book, and he was really a protective, really witty person. And so I asked his son, did you get vaccinated? Yes. I said, you did. He says, yes, so it's all taken care of. It's all taken care of. And one of my young relatives wrote me, yes, I got the vaccine. This was despite warnings, because I wanted to go out and do the things I always did. Are you awake? Are you protecting your family? Are you telling your friends about the blood clots, the other problems? If you aren't, you're failing your duty as a watch person, male or female. Lou and I are doing this at great financial cost and struggle. And we do need more help, and we thank, again, a few of you who helped us. We will really need a lot of help in mid-July. That is when we really, really need it, and for the rest of the summer. So if you'd like to help us, you're not hearing this anywhere else, are you, about the 1918 Spanish flu cover-up. Lou never believed me. I kept telling him about this article, but we could never locate it after that aborted move to western Pennsylvania. But here it is. Here it is, and we can see the long labyrinth of evil that has been going on and on and on and on. And so if you would like to help us, you can send a money order. You can send some cash. Every little bit helps. You could write a check, but it must be made directly to WWCR. And we hope you're listening there on Thursday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And the frequency is 4.840 megahertz. But you can hear us online, too, WWCR.com. And so anyway, you can send it to Lou Caverly, Post Office Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. I'll go quickly because we have much to cover. P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Now let's get back, right back to this article, how they scapegoated Spain because it didn't go along with all of this agenda, I guess, and in World War One, all of that, but this came out of Fort Riley, and I remembered that it did. Lou, pick it up.
Autopsies done after the war proved that the 1918 flu was not a flu. It was instead the disease caused by the experimental bacterial meningitis vaccine, which was given to the people. The disease mimics the symptoms just as flu. A large number of vaccinated soldiers were killed by this experimental vaccine, and those who were not vaccinated were not affected.
And I'd have to interject, it must have shed, Lou.
It must have, I think,
it must have done shedding, because other people got it.
And the subheadline next says, what about the civilians? Huge quantities of experimental vaccines were left unused as World War One ended abruptly. The U.S. government started the campaign of spreading fear among the civilians, saying that when the soldiers return to their families, the disease will spread to the family members as well. And by doing this, they succeeded in using tens of millions of civilians as test subjects.
I guess you answered my question. There were more vaccines than used.
Yes.
Apparently.
Yes,
on civilians.
Right.
Go ahead.
As a result, millions of civilians died after wartime, just as the soldiers did. Hence, instead of reducing the risk, it intensified the situation. And it was termed the Great Spanish Flu of 1918, in which only the vaccinated died. And here's a quote from the author of the book, Eleanor McBean. 7 men dropped dead in a doctor's office after being vaccinated. Letters were sent to their families that they had been killed in action, unquote. Recently, in a similar fashion, the WHO's oral vaccine sparked a polio outbreak in Africa. A week after World Health Organization declared that its decade-long vaccination campaign in Africa was successful, its own oral vaccine itself sparked a new polio outbreak in the continent. The outbreak was caused by a mutation strain of the vaccine.
And so this brings us now to the present. And, you know, I had always remembered this article because Fort Riley stuck with me. And so, the same kind of despotism and lies that irked Mark Twain during the Spanish-American War were apparently there, you see, in 1918. They reappeared again at the lie that we had the incident at the Gulf of Tonkin, that fake incident, and then during the Vietnam War that American troops were not allowed to win. And in the last 3 decades, the pharmaceutical government Mengele complex has just been creating and using all kinds of medical experiments that cull the population. So tonight, the first 2 words in our program, despotism and degradation. Now, this is the title of our program tonight, despotism and degradation, and then we have dragon at the door. So we don't know how much we will get into that dragon. Of course, that is China. But we will be continuing this particular kind of focus into next week. And tonight we're going to compare and contrast the degradation and the despotism, because we think that the falling morality and the evil being done in things like Drag Queen Story Hour and much worse in America are causing God to withdraw the hand of his protection, and judgment is increasing. So we also will show a few times the drama of good men and women fighting evil. But we are now focusing on many of these things that are attempting to harm and cull the population. And so, Lou, I think now we are going to go immediately toward looking at this despotism, degradation, and sometimes righteous pushback. Let's go right to Article 1.
All right. The cesspool of evil accelerates. New York City, Department of Education Children's Show features drag queen reading and dancing. This is from WorldNet Daily News Services. May 20th, 2021, and they obtained it from the Daily Caller. A children's show on PBS featured drag queen and author Little Miss Hot Mess singing, dancing, and reading a book about drag queens to an intended audience of 3 to 8-year-olds. And she explained, Little Miss Hot Mess, quote, "Today I'm going to read from my own book, which is The Hips on the Drag Queen Go Swish, Swish, Swish." And as I said, that's what Little Miss Hot Mess explained, who is reportedly one of the founding members of the Drag Queen Story Hour. She said, quote, "I wrote this book because I wanted everyone to get to experience the magic of drag and to get a little practice shaking their hips or shimmying their shoulders to know how we can feel fabulous inside of our own bodies." And next, the global PBS Drag Queens, Little Miss Hot Mess, is one thing. But as an educator, my gut roils in shock and disgust to see what a real middle school in Washington is doing. The headline, "School Distributes Planned Parenthood Flyer, Teaching About Sex with Partners Under 14. Also informed students they could get abortion without parent consent." This was also from WorldNet Daily News Services, published June 18th, 2021. And was originally obtained from Truth-Based Media. A middle school in Washington distributed flyers to 8th grade students, teaching them that sex for kids as young as 11 is acceptable as long as the partners are under 14. The source of the flyer was Planned Parenthood, who operated at the school in the past. Stewart Middle School in Tacoma, Washington, says the flyers were erroneously distributed by a new teacher who has now been disciplined in some way. But if the teacher was pulling from past materials, why were these flyers available now? According to Ari Hoffman from the Post-Millennial, quote, angry parents contacted the school's administrators after 8th grade children brought home the graphic flyer from science class. The flyer also informed students that they could get an abortion at any age without parent consent. The handout listed other items that children did not need parental consent for, such as birth control, as well as HIV and STD testing. The flyer encouraged sexting and advertised that condoms and emergency contraception could be obtained at any age, unquote. And this is Lou commenting, what may look edgy and oh so trendy to a certain group of reprobate zombie parents always veils or leads to a much more serious progression of evil. Next, we have this article. Now, LGBT activists want even gentle prayer outlawed. Claim is that it is damaging to victims of gender dysphoria. This was also from WorldNet Daily by Bob Unruh, June 19, 2021. The Christian Institute in the United Kingdom has warned the nation's prime minister that it is alarmed by the latest demand from an LGBT activist. In a letter to Boris Johnson, as well as Women and Equalities Minister Liz Truss, the Institute says the demand from Jane Ozan that even, quote, gentle, non-coercive prayer, unquote, on sexual subjects must be banned along with other, quote, conversation therapy, unquote, components is a threat. The dispute, like in the United States, has pitted those who advocate for transgender procedures and more against those who want to be able to counsel those, especially children, with gender dysphoria on accepting their biological sex. Students have shown that a vast majority of minors with those issues eventually grow out of them and accept living their unaltered biological body with time. But LGBT advocates have worked to have banned any talk, and the word talk is in quotes here, that would encourage that pathway, instead saying only counseling that encourages a transgender agenda should be allowed.
And Lou, your point before, that these edgy, cutesy little things like Miss Hot Mess lead to more serious things. Now we're coming to the Mangala mutilation and surgical harm to children, aren't we?
That's exactly right, yes, very much so. In the United Kingdom, Ozan, an LGBT activist, even has demanded that prayer by Christians be banned as talk that counsels against the LGBT lifestyle. The Institute reports that now Ozan is demanding that, quote, all prayer that seeks to change or suppress someone's innate sexuality or gender identity is deeply damaging and causes immeasurable harm, unquote. The Institute's response to the Prime Minister was this. While the Institute does not oppose a ban that protects people from harmful pseudo-medical practices, the idea that gentle, non-coercive prayer should be included in a list of illegal actions is alarming. In any event, it would violate the human rights of believers. And here we have another quote. In Britain, we worked out centuries ago that prosecuting people for praying the wrong kind of prayer was oppressive, counterproductive, and wrong. Apparently, there are some who want to drag us back to the dark days of prosecuting people for not having the same religion. Thankfully, most people think this is a terrible idea. The UK government must make clear that it does too. Unquote. Calvert, and that was Simon Calvert, Deputy Director for Public Affairs at the Institute, added, quote, the government would do well to remember that the courts have consistently ruled that mainstream Christian beliefs about sexual ethics and gender are protected by Article 9 of the European Convention on Human Rights and worthy of respect in a democratic society. This requires the state to treat those beliefs with neutrality and impartiality, No matter that some activists might think you can't outlaw other people's beliefs just because they offend you. And next we have now the cult of LGBT.
Oh, and I have to interrupt.
Yes.
Because, again, your point that these cute little edgy drag queen performers, they are hiding something that is a much darker, horrible, depraved agenda. And here we go.
That's right. Our next article is Degradation with a capital D. Really, A for abomination. The title, now the cult of LGBTQ is pushing to normalize incest. This was dated April 15, 2021, Natural News, written by Ethan Huff. A New Yorker who desires to marry his or her own adult offspring is suing the state in an attempt to overturn laws that prohibit the incestuous practice. The latest brand of LGBTQ perversion, the suit calls it a matter of individual autonomy. That, of course, is in quotes. Individual autonomy for a person to marry a family member. The stated ads should not have a say one way or the other. The parent argues in the claim, which was filed in the Manhattan federal court on April 1st, quote, through the enduring bond of marriage, two people, whatever relationship they might otherwise have with one another, can find a greater level of expression, intimacy, and spirituality, unquote. Following the love is love trend pushed by the cult of LGBTQ, the suit's arguments center around the idea that anything consensual should be legal, even if it defies all moral standards of decency. Even though potential offspring from the couple could end up deformed or brain damaged, the plaintiff says he or she has a right to, quote, live his truth, unquote, or her truth, without interference. Quote, the proposed spouses are adults, the suit explains in defense. The proposed spouses are biological parent and child. The proposed spouses are unable to procreate together, unquote. Whether this means one or the other person is too old to have kids, or both of the same gender, remains unclear. Regardless, the suit identifies the couple as being members of the PAACNP stripe of the LGBTQ flag. PAACNP standing for Parent and Adult Child Non-Procreationable. Parent and child, and this is in quotes, and this is a quote from the suit, parent and adult child couples for whom procreation is neither virtually or literally impossible, I should say is either virtually or literally impossible, can aspire to the transcendent purposes of marriage and seek fulfillment in its highest meaning, unquote. In typical LGBTQ form, the suit goes on to victimize the couple for not having the same rights, in quotes, as normal couples. It claims that not allowing the two family members to marry will diminish their humanity. As it turns out, this attempt to add incest to the LGBTQ rainbow flag has been part of the agenda for years. LifeSite News writer Michael Brown has been documenting it for many years. Back in 2012, the media was pushing the notion of genetic sexual attraction, or GSA. 2 years later, a judge in Australia affirmed this concept is valid. The year after that, a homosexual politician in Ireland publicly argued for legalized incest. As far back as 2007, the New York Times was pushing for legalized incest, lumping it in the same category as same-sex marriage. Though the nation at large is far from agreeing with this sentiment, the cultural reshapers are desperately trying nonetheless. Brown laments, and again this is the writer from LifeSite News, quote, so again, sadly and tragically, all this is nothing new. The slippery slope is very real, unquote. Brown adds that if marriage itself could be so radically redefined as to remove the requirement of one man and one woman, and there is no limit to the number of marriage configurations that could end up becoming the eventual norm. Amazingly, Brown was one of only five participants in a written debate that was held back in 2014 who supported keeping adult incest illegal. Two of the participants said they did not support the idea of consensual adult incest, but argued that the government has no right to interfere. The other two, however, operated from the love is love principle that is now widely prevalent in the LGBTQ community, which supports reports no limits to sexual promiscuity and perversion. Quote, what kind of horrific upbringing results in someone wanting to marry their own parent, has one commenter at LifeSite News. He went on to say, or she went on to say, it would be fantastic if this was just a farce to bring to light how absurd things have become. But I hold out no such hope in these days.
And Lou, we also know, we've documented here and many others have, and NAMBLA, North American Boy Love, that association, and there's certainly not going to be a stopping point at adult, with adult incest. No, they're after the children.
Yes.
And so now, back to the cutesy thing, but of course, this only veils what's going on underneath the child trafficking, the global elite trafficking system that Alex Jones commented on and went down to see in Texas, and these children were being loaded up and taken to Catholic relief facilities, and they were taken on. We haven't heard anything about that much lately, but we know there is a dark, dark part underneath these headlines, like Disney to throw an LGBT pride concert for kids hosted by drag queen. And this was by Doug Mainwaring at LifeSite News. Disney, the former go-to company celebrating the wonder and innocence of childhood, will be hosting an LGBTQ-themed Pride concert for kids next week. And, of course, this was June 18th. Billed as a This Is Me Pride Celebration Spectacular and hosted by drag queen Nina West, the event will be streamed by Disney and on YouTube and Facebook and will feature performances of notable Disney songs reinterpreted through an LGBTQ lens, according to Deadline. Quote, we believe in the power of inclusive storytelling that brings us together and inspires us to live authentically, and Disney is committed to amplifying LGBTQ and BIPOC voices, declared Disney in an Instagram posting. Around the world, the Walt Disney Company proudly contributes towards organizations that support LGBTQ plus communities and people. That was a quote. We're throwing a Disney Plus Pride Party. Join us Sunday, June 27th, for the first ever Disney Plus This Is Me number Pride Celebration Spectacular, announced Disney in a tweet. And so we get a little more detailing of this. Earlier this month, drag queen Nina West made a controversial appearance as a cartoon character on the popular Nickelodeon kids show Blue's Clues and You, in which he narrated, via song, an animated pride parade. The song runs through various non-traditional, that's in quotes, family structures adorned with numerous variants of the rainbow LGBTQ plus pride flags, all with a refrain of, they love each other so proudly, or a similar phrase. Disney goes all out for homosexuality, transgenderism. Disney is also peddling toys and clothing for kids awash in rainbow colors, as well as pro-homosexual and pro-transgender messaging. Quote, the countdown to Pride Month is on with a colorful array of Pride products available now, announced Disney on Twitter in May. Plus, the Walt Disney Company is giving funds as part of our ongoing commitment to organizations around the world that support LGBTQ plus communities. Among the organizations promoting homosexual and gender dysphoria that Disney is financing are Gelson and It Gets Better Project, which affirm youth who consider themselves to be homosexual or to have a gender identity that is different from biological reality. And I have to interject here that along with this agenda, we always have the mark of the beast back there sort of lurking. And it can come forth, you know, in economic issues, but it can come forth in things that are really focusing on the homosexual, the sexual abomination theories and actions, and that's Netflix. So now we have a new Netflix kids cartoon, Stretch Armstrong and the Flex Fighters. And this particular cartoon focuses on the Smart Mark. Did you hear me? The Smart Mark? You know, in ladies' clothing catalogs, there is a group of catalogs that is under AmeriMark. And, you know, after Lou and I began to fight the New World Order, I certainly stopped buying from any of those catalogs that were under that name, AmeriMark. So, at any rate, this Smart Mark is provided free by the city. And they have a testimonial from one of the little cartoon characters. It put order into my life. Oh, yes, this Smart Mark put order. And now, I believe I have to go on now to the most horrific, gruesome, Mangala part that is under that Miss Hot Mess's little pretense that this is cute. This was WorldNet Daily News Services, April 30th. Children as young as 6 months taking part in COVID vaccine trials. Vaccine makers Pfizer and Moderna have moved on to the next phase of their so-called fight against coronavirus by using children as young as 6 months old to test if their COVID vaccines will be safe and effective for kids. Dr. Yvonne Maldonado, professor of pediatrics, epidemiology, and population health at Stanford University, told ABC News that, quote, children under 18 make up 85 million people in the U.S., about 20% of the population. And she added, quote, getting them vaccinated is a major contribution to reducing transmission of virus. ABC News reports today kids as young as 6 months old are taking part in trials for both companies' vaccines with their parents' consent. Dr. Zenaida Good, a research fellow at the Stanford Cancer Center, enrolled both her sons in Stanford Hospital's Pfizer trial. And so the boomerang effect occurs, you see. The Christian pastors and congregations, they love to take their kids to Disney World, and they ignore the LGBTQ satanic agendas that Disney and others have targeted, like PBS, targeting for kids. So perhaps as God's hand of protection withdraws, even from these clergy's families, due to this apathy and disobedience to biblical commandments, one might expect the returning boomerang to come back, harming the youngest, most helpless, like the little children here, as young as 6 months. And we already know, Lou, we heard that 2-year-old died in the trials. This is an abomination to God, and I hope that we can stay on the air a long time till we can see this thing ended in America. Don't you? Don't you abhor this?
Oh, I most certainly do. You're so right.
What do you think about it as a Christian man?
I think it's an abomination. Here we are taking the youngest, as you said, the youngest, most helpless, and subjecting them to these experiments. Is it that different from Nazi Germany, Dr. Mengele? I don't think so.
No. Let's pick it up then and move on.
So what is it any wonder, as America falls to the reprobate mind, horrific things are happening. We commented on this abomination I'm about to read before, but we're compelled to raise our voices and alarm once more. Los Angeles police are force-vaccinating special needs children in heinous Operation Homebound program that resembles Nazi euthanasia of the retarded. This appeared on April 14, 2021, written by Ethan Huff at Natural News. California has launched a new Wuhan coronavirus vaccination program named Operation Homebound that involves sending police officers to people's homes to force vaccinate their special needs children. Shocking video footage, and that was provided on this website, shows masked Los Angeles Police Department officers jabbing needles into the arms of scared children with disabilities who clearly do not consent to being medically raped by
Lou,
police state.
Lou, we heard an update yesterday on June 23rd from Mike Adams, the health ranger at naturalnews.com, and he was talking about, was it the Philippines, I think, Duarte?
Yes, it was.
Yes, Duarte had sort of gone wild, and he was screaming that if people didn't come and get their vaccinations, they would then be forcibly injected with ivermectin, another drug that has been assaulted, and it may very well help COVID-19 very much. So he was really probably emoting this to frighten the people into getting the vaccinations. But we've gone a step farther here, you see, in America, supposedly a civilized republic that isn't bound by lawlessness like third world countries are reputed to have. We're doing this. I want you to read that last sentence again and then go on.
Yes. It says, shocking video footage, see below, shows masked Los Angeles Police Department, LAPD officers jabbing needles into the arms of scared children with disabilities who clearly do not consent to being medically raped by the police state in the name of public health. In one of the clips, a terrified special needs woman is seen struggling to escape her captors as they pull out a syringe and chase her arm for injection. Two officers are then seen restraining the woman while a third stabs it into her body without her permission. I'll be gentle, okay? I'll be gentle.
This is Terry Schindler-Schiavo again.
It is.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Come into full bloom, the evil that began and people didn't speak up. No, remember that the pastor in Nazi Germany, you know, they came for one, then they came for another. And finally, there was nobody left to speak up for me, and they took me. That's what it's going to amount to. But God will protect all of you who are caring and are finding out about the truth, not just from this radio program, but from some other stalwart people who are on the internet, a few brave pastors. There will always be some Patrick Henrys in this country. They cannot all be shut up, but I want you to pray carefully about your own family. We're hearing so much more trouble in California where the water is cut off from the farmers. There might be a standoff there over some of this in Oregon because supposedly the endangered salmon are more important than all these farmers and their crops. We're hearing the drums beating, the war drums, possibly with Russia and China. We just had an update again, June 23rd, that the Russians are doing military drills near Hawaii, and they are, what, practicing sinking ships, aren't they?
Yeah. What the report I heard said they were trying to practice sinking an aircraft carrier. In fact, they might have done it.
So we don't know. Everything's very uncertain. But if you are still in California and you are near Los Angeles, we've been hearing things are deteriorating there very, very rapidly. You need to pray whether God does want you to leave. Perhaps he will restore California. There was a recall for, petition signees for the recall of the governor some time back. We don't really know what will happen, but you must pray and you must keep preparing. Please prepare. The other news is possibly that Mike Adams thinks that Jerome Powell, the head of the Federal Reserve, was intimating that he's going to just let the collapse come because inflation is continuing and continuing. So again, if you have enough money to purchase some extra storable food, I think you should do it. If you have an old car that should be fixed and you can keep it, do that. Think about the things that you're going to need most. I think it's important. We're not on the air just to give you the news because a lot of people won't listen anyway. Our friends and relatives, many of them didn't listen. A few of them did. And the same will be true for you, but if your hearts are right with Jesus Christ, he will guide you. If you pray to him, he will guide you. You can sometimes ask him for specific things. And he will help you. So now we must go on with this. This horrific thing, and I guess it's not just the children they're grabbing. That special needs woman, it might be elderly or she might be middle-aged, maybe a little mentally challenged. They grabbed a hold of her arm, didn't they?
That's right. And one of the officers said, I'll be gentle, okay? No, the poor woman yells as she attempts to resist the chemical violence.
And now, I remember talking to a person I'm not going to name right now. He had a large patriot organization, and I later came to mistrust him because of certain things that happened. But this is one thing he said to me early on, don't let yourself become a victim. And that's what you must be, listeners. You must be self-sufficient to every ability that you can to have things brought in and to have a water supply. And, you know, it's important. If you're out in the rural areas, Mike Adams again talks about gathering rainwater. Apparently you can buy some kind of a filter that would filter that more. So these are just ideas you must think about and you must research. Now go ahead, Lou.
After finishing up, forever modifying the woman's DNA with the experimental messenger RNA syringe, the officers start clapping while the woman wails in horror at what happened to her. In another clip, a special needs girl is seen in her driveway trying to escape officers who, in a similar way, inject her against her will with a gene-modifying cocktail, all while her family stands around watching. An Alzheimer's patient in yet another clip is seen being given an injection without even knowing what was going on. The female officer who administered the shot to the dementia patient states, "There you go, piece of cake. It's okay, hon. We just gave you a vaccination, that's all." Unquote. According to an L.A. County Sheriff's Office, Operation Housebound is a, quote, program designed to vaccinate the most underrepresented, homebound, and underserved disabled residents in our communities, including those experiencing homelessness, unquote. Forcibly vaccinating the sick and vulnerable without their consent is no different than what violent dictators in the past did to prisoners who were kept in concentration camps. While the prisoners of yesteryear were held behind barbed wire, today's prisoners are kept inside their homes, distanced from others, and masked for their own protection. And while the prisoners of old were experimented on in confined sanitariums, today's prisoners are visited in person by a masked law enforcement Gestapo. The only thing that has changed in all these years is that the genocide now taking place is slightly more veiled than that of the early 20th century. Instead of being herded into gas chamber showers, today's victims are herded into testing and vaccine clinics for their disease cure. More of the latest news about how the American police state is blatantly violating the Nuremberg Code with forced Wuhan coronavirus vaccination of the disabled can be found at chemicalviolence.com.
And do you have another article, or is that it?
I have.
Do you
one.
Have?
Yes.
Do you have 4D?
I do.
Is 4D?
Oh, I have 4B.
What is the title? Because we're going to have
this
to.
This is entitled "BBC Spreading Propaganda and False Claims on Vaccines for Children."
Just give us a couple sentences. Pick through it.
Yes, and this
we're
going to
get a headline only.
Yes, this was June 19th this year. The BBC has been caught spreading propaganda and false claims on vaccines for kids. The UK Medical Freedom Alliance has sent an open letter to Professor Debbie Schridhar regarding BBC Newsround episode on June 7th on vaccines. The Alliance sent a letter of complaint, etc. Her statements, this is the person on the BBC, her statements included several false and or misleading claims, such as COVID-19 vaccines are 100% safe. Children should get the vaccine to protect their parents.
All right, I think that gives us the idea of what's going
yes.
on there. Then there's another headline, coronavirus cases in surge across the UK, even though 8 in 10 adults have received the vaccine. This was Natural News June 20th. And so on Thursday, June 17th, the British government's Department of Health and Social Care reported 11,007 new COVID-19 cases and 19 deaths. At the same time, last week, the country had 7,393 new COVID-19 cases and 7 fatalities. The new infections on Thursday represent the highest reported number of cases since February 19th, when 12,027 new COVID-19 cases were recorded. So there's a related article. The most vaccinated nation in the world reintroduces restrictions as coronavirus cases surge. So are we seeing the shedding? We may well be. Then we had this headline, what we mentioned before, four British Airways pilots die in the same week, just days after getting second COVID shot. This was Natural News, June 20th, Lance D. Johnson. A heartbreaking photo is circulating online. The photo shows four British Airways pilots memorialized in framed pictures that are propped up beside four books of condolence. A Reuters fact check just authenticated the picture and confirmed that the four British Airways pilots died in the same week, just days after getting a second COVID shot. The Reuters fact checker attempts to debunk the link between the deaths and the vaccines after a spokesperson from British Airways tweeted that the four deaths are not linked. Reuters reached out to British Airways and confirms that the pilot fatalities are not connected to the vaccine. Sadly, four members of our pilot community passed away recently, said Julie from British Airways. Our thoughts are with their family and friends. However, there is no truth whatsoever in the claims on social media speculating that the four deaths are linked. And yes, the Spanish flu of 1918 came from Spain, not Fort Riley. And so with all these protocols going on, why did these pilots die so quickly after their shot? And now we move again to renowned Catholic psychiatrist compares transgender movement to eugenics movement. And so what this is here, we're again moving back to this moral degradation and despotism. And this was LifeSite News, Claire Marie Murkowski, talking about Dr. Paul McHugh. And he asserts that transgenderism, which is not rooted in science, will collapse. May 21st, 2021, in a recent interview, an acclaimed doctor reveals the lack of science behind the transgender movement, stressing the irreversible damage it is inflicting on children. See, Lou, there are still a few Patrick Henrys left, aren't there?
That's right. There are a few good men and women.
Yes. In the public discourse, Matthew Frank interviewed Dr. Paul McHugh, a distinguished service professor at the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine. From 1975 to 2001, McHugh served as director of the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences and psychiatrist-in-chief at Johns Hopkins Hospital. In one of McHugh's essays, The Mind Has Mountains, he remarked about, quote, the power of cultural fashions to lead psychiatric thought and practice off in false, even disastrous directions. And, you know, all I can think of is Miss Hot Mess, you know, Lou?
Yeah.
All of this brainwashing. But back to McHugh, we have to shorten this somewhat, but we have to know this headline in the article, The Irreversible Dangers of Transgender Therapy and Operations. He also cautioned against the use of hormones and gender surgery for children. McHugh explained that children are too young to make these life-changing decisions. Quote, remember, puberty occurs between 9 and 14 when you're a girl and between 11 and 14 when you're a boy. These are children. Furthermore, these changes take place during puberty, which is a very complex and mysterious process, which is not yet fully explained by science. According to McHugh, 85% to 95% of children who believe that they are of the opposite sex and are allowed to go through puberty normally decide to remain their actual gender. However, if these children are given puberty blockers, only 5% or 10% decide to return to their actual gender. That, Lou, as a mathematician, that's an astounding percentage there. 85 to 95, if they're left alone, will just come back into accepting their biological sex.
Yes, and I think that alone gives you the evidence that this should not be meddled with by these people who have an agenda.
Exactly. So while working as the head of the psychiatry department at Johns Hopkins, McHugh refused to offer permission for plastic surgeons to perform sex change operations on children. After making this announcement, he said a plastic surgeon responded with the comment, oh, thank goodness. How would you like it to get up in the morning, Paul, and face the day slashing away at perfectly normal organs because you guys don't know what's the matter? So in 2017, The plastic surgeons at Johns Hopkins declared that they were going to perform the operations without permission from the psychiatry department. Since McHugh was no longer the head of the department, he could not prevent this action. As a Catholic psychiatrist, McHugh revealed that he was often verbally attacked, even at Johns Hopkins University. However, he does not regret his religious convictions and instead embraces his faith. Thank goodness I was raised with it because of the wonderful Catholic realism that places you solidly on the ground in relationship to human nature and the human condition, he declared. I think Christianity was the foundation of science, McHugh continued. After all, in the beginning was the word, the logos. Well, that means something to make science reasonable. And Lou, what do you have next?
Next, we have one that really struck me. This is from the Gateway Pundit. It begins, only COVID-vaccinated people can be evacuated from the volcano-stricken Caribbean island of St. Vincent. This is by Kristen Taylor. As I said, Gateway Pundit, April 10th, 2020.
And now let's just get a couple of the basic facts there.
Yes, the La Soufriere volcano erupted Friday morning on the island of St. Vincent in the Eastern Caribbean, prompting evacuations, but only for those who can prove they have been vaccinated against the COVID-19 China virus.
That's pretty shocking. And, you know, we have to move quickly because we must get you to the vaccine passport. Baptist University supports LGBT student group, and this was Baylor University, and their standards were always to remain biblical, and now that's being eroded. It looks like there's a lot of pressure on them. Then we had the woke LGBT mob reporting the college chaplain to police for preaching Christian truth. And that was Dr. Bernard Randall. And he is a minister in the Church of England. So we may get into that a little bit more, how he has been really reported. Maybe next week we'll get into that more. And now I think we must move to that article that you have about the passports.
I guess what you would say would be a couple here.
Yes,
at least
the one,
indirectly.
We need the one how it was set up. We're so frustrated because we're just getting into some important things. We may still have to hold some of those passports to next time, except find that one, the latter part of the article that talks about the EU and what they planned. And then I think we're going to have to move to Dragon at the Door, the China report. Okay?
All right. We have one on Canada. I'm looking to see.
No, there's something at the back of an article that you have there that it's about the EU, how it was always planned to set up the passports.
All right. Let me see if I can track that down here.
It might be right before the Amazon material that we're going to have.
Well, as I say, we have one on Canada.
Well, flip the page and see if that tells anything more about how it was always set up.
No, that one is just strictly about Prime Minister Trudeau. And.
Okay, what is Canada trying to do?
Trudeau's government confirms that it's working on a national certification of vaccination status. This was Dateline June 18th, Ottawa, Canada. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said today that his government is working on two tracks to prove one's vaccine status. And in the fall, we'll be rolling out a system of national certification of vaccine status that travelers can use to prove they've had the full two doses of the COVID-19 jab. And
go ahead.
This is a quote from Trudeau. We are working on two tracks in terms of proof of vaccination for Canadians who wish to travel. First of all, in the initial phase, we're going to be working with the Arrive Can. That must be a particular app. In ways that people can upload an image of their paper proof of vaccination or online proof of vaccination so that the border agents on their return to Canada can verify indeed that they are fully vaccinated.
All right. That gives us part of that. We may come back and pick that up later. We'll have to get into much more of this next week. Now, we said we would talk about Dragon at the Door, and we've told you a little bit, but we'll get right to part of a report, and we'll have to get into more of it next week again. The Chinese Communist Party planning major attack on USA this year. bioweapons, cyber war, kamikaze drones, and infrastructure sabotage by Mike Adams, Friday, June the 4th. And he says that over the last 48 hours, he's received a flood of intel that there is an attack coming from China on the U.S. And according to my sources, he says, the planned attack will consist of cyber warfare attacks on critical infrastructure such as energy, transportation, finance, and the power grid. Drone kamikaze, kinetic attacks on critical infrastructure to conduct acts of sabotage. Then third, the advancing of ground troops into southern U.S. states in an attempt to occupy and defend forward operations bases in Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California. This will happen after the power grid sabotage plunges America into chaos. The stealth drone that was recently spotted over Tucson, Arizona, monitoring the Davis-Monthan Air Force Base, is part of this effort. There are hundreds more stealth drones operating in the U.S. airspace right now, controlled by communist China, according to my ex-military sources. As reported by the Epoch Times, Kyle Bass has also warned of the 130,000-acre parcel of land in southwest Texas that is now owned by the same Chinese billionaire who owns two-thirds of the land in China's Xinjiang region where slave labor, and that's the Uyghurs, listeners, the concentration camps are in full operation. The land for the wind farm is owned by a Chinese company called GH America Investments Group, which has since 2015 bought 130,000 acres of land, an area the size of Tulsa, Oklahoma, in Val Verde County. The man behind the firm is Sun Guangxin, it's capital Guangxin, a businessman from the northwestern Xinjiang region in China who has strong ties to the communist regime. And this man, Sun, a former military officer, is currently the richest person, you see, in that area in China. He has a worth of $1.9 billion. The goal of this, I'm told, is that China plans to construct and operate concentration camps in Texas and other U.S. states, then use them for mass incineration and disposal of all the Americans they plan to kill. Now, we've also heard that China is starving and that they wouldn't unleash a nuclear weapon here because it would ruin the farmland. They want to come in. They want to have America, the breadbasket of the world, as theirs, part of the Dragon Empire. There's so much we couldn't get to, but these are warning signs. We had heard rumors that the governor of California had allowed Long Beach to be a landing site for the Chinese ships. And then we even had a little article that a whole bunch of container ships, Biden was silent about some of this, I think. Anyway, nobody was talking much. What was in all these container ships? Are there things being stored here? We have to get into a lot more next week, but again, look about your families. Pray what God wants you to do, whether you should stock up or move or stay where you are. Only God knows. God bless you. Good night.